Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette takes next step in girly overpass decision. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council has voted to advance plans for a potential new girly overpass bridge, selecting a preferred option while emphasizing that no final construction decision has been made. At the Gillette City Council meeting on January 6th, city officials and consultants presented three possible paths forward for the girly overpass, ranging from lower cost repair or modification approaches to full replacement of the bridge. The options outlined different levels of construction, cost, and long-term impact, reflecting a spectrum of potential investments from projects estimated in the millions to large-scale solutions that could reach tens of millions of dollars. Earlier this week, the council accepted the Girly Overpass Evaluation Study and selected Option 3, which calls for construction of a new bridge. City Administrator Mike Cole said the decision is tied to a $3 million federal appropriation and warned that delaying the project could jeopardize that funding.
This one is a little unique because it, first of all, it's a large project. Second of all, there's federal funding that's involved with it.
Council members and residents raised concerns about potential additional costs, including up to $1 million for beautification and related improvements that could push the total project cost to an estimated $48 to $50 million. The Girly Overpass has been a critical piece of Gillette's transportation network. Built in 1981, it's the only roadway that crosses the railroad tracks on the city's north side, and officials have said it's nearing the end of its useful life. City administrators emphasized that the vote marks only an initial step, with public outreach, engineering design, and further cost analysis expected over the next year. Local government relaunch website explaining optional 1% sales tax. The City of Gillette, Campbell County Government, and the Town of Wright have relaunched a public information website explaining how the optional 1% sales tax is used in the community. The updated site, informgillette.com, provides details on recent projects funded by the tax, how the revenue is distributed, and answers to frequently asked questions. The optional 1% sales tax has been in place since 1976, collecting one penny on every dollar spent in Campbell County. Revenue from the tax is shared by the city, county, and the town of Wright to help fund infrastructure improvements, public safety services, and community support projects. The website was previously used to share information related to camporee events, but has now been repurposed to focus on transparency and public education surrounding the sales tax. For more information, residents can visit informgillette.com or contact City of Gillette Public Affairs Director Jennifer Toscana. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.